Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 4th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. And that will come to you individually to those who ask. So let's now have a look at today's show. So I'm going to start by doing something that I haven't done before. I'm going to talk about global warming, and I'm going to make my case in regards to global warming. It's not what you expect, or perhaps it is what you expect coming from me, but it needs to be said, and I shall do the same. Then I'm going to tell you why you can't tickle yourself. You know, people who are fat experience multiple layers of social discrimination. And I have just a short comment on that, nothing very long, just a quick observation. So freedom of the press means the freedom to criticise and oppose. And that comes from George Orwell in 1946. So I've got a few words to say about that. And I think you will, I hope you will agree with what I say. Then I'm going to talk very briefly about a new test which predicts when you will die. Give or take a few years, of course. And then, following up on my comment, my introduction about what Davos is, I'm going to make a comment on this year's Davos meeting, which has just ended in Switzerland. Well, Hillary Clinton's machine tried to deliver the dirt on Trump in 2016, and I have an interesting number of observations which I think, again, as I said in the introduction, will come to you certainly not by courtesy of the mainstream media, but I will bring it to you anyway. Now, don't for one moment think that the breakdown of society is exclusive to the United States, because problems in Britain are actually horrendous, and I'm going to talk about those to conclude the show of today. All right, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of The Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows independently, so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do is send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any three shows, but as always, I highly recommend the latest three shows because they will give you a good insight into how I treat the matters of the day. So with that, I will conclude with my information, starting with my email address, which you will need to write to me. It is on the Podbean page, but here it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I occasionally put comments on these. Not so often. I have a lot of things that I'm engaged with right now, and so it'll be another couple of weeks before they really return to their full quota of comments. But anyway, check them out because there's lots of old comments which I think you will enjoy. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Okay, that's all lowercase, no punctuation, and no spaces, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now, my Twitter address is simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, no abbreviations, no punctuation, nothing. RM Wake Up Call. All right, so with that, I shall take my leave, and because it is Monday, you will be hopefully having a wonderful week, and I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.